We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you haven't picked those books up, be sure to do that, packed full of information that's going to keep you young and keep you healthy. And don't forget, at the end of every show is your chance to win a free book. So stay with us all hour and write down this number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. And that website, stayyoungamerica.com. Stayyoungamerica.com. If you end up leaving a message, we'll return the call. So don't hang up if you get, the recording. And, also, I'm excited about today's show because everybody out there wants to look younger. We all do. We want to get rid of those wrinkles. We want to turn back the clock, but we don't want to go under the knife. So great, great show today because we have on beauty expert Cynthia Rollin, and I want you to grab a mirror because she's going to teach us facial exercises. These are great facial exercises, and she teaches the celebrities this. She teaches really high-profile individuals. So people out there that you go, how do they look like that? Well, this is how they do it. So if you're sick of that sagging chin, drooping eyes, frown lines, all that nonsense on your face, we're going to tell you this hour how you can shape it up. And we're going to do it together, so that'll be fun. But before we get to her, I thought that we'd talk a little bit about foods that age you. And there's a whole bunch of foods out there that age you. And I thought we'd go through some of those because, you know, all day long you can put product on your face. You can do all kinds of things to look younger. But if the stuff you're putting in your mouth is aging you, you're just fighting a losing battle. So let's talk about refined sugar first.
Well, refined sugar is just bad for your body overall in terms of immediate beauty. It decreases collagen in your skin. It causes wrinkles. It's not good for you. But separate from that, refined sugar, of course, packs the pounds on you. It increases inflammation inside of your arteries and can increase coronary artery disease. It's just bad for you, period.
Salt is another one that can contribute to so salty foods like chips. Interesting, I had a patient the other day, he's diabetic, and he said, every time I eat salt, my blood sugar goes up. And he said, why is that? And the response is that sodium, when it's taken, is inflammatory. And when you have an inflammatory process going on, your body puts out cortisol to quell that. And we all know that steroids or cortisol can cause a fluctuation in blood sugar. So, you know, because he was very sensitive to salt and observant, he saw that it was having an ill effect or untoward effect on his body.
I think that's such a great example because there are people that are diabetic that say, oh, I can eat all the salt I want. I just got to save from the sugar. But that's not necessarily true.
No. I mean, so they've got to, I say, clean up their diet. The irony is that when you, I tell everybody, there's three things that make food palatable, fat, sugar, and salt. And if you take one out, then you're going to end up getting extra of the others unless you're careful. So, you know, oftentimes when they make these take the fat out of stuff, what gets left behind is higher sodium because of the process called saponification to remove the fat. So now you got higher salt, and it may be lower in fat. You know, if they take the sugar out, how are you going to make it taste better? Salt. So they salt it up.
Saponification?
Saponification.
That's a mouthful. I'm impressed.
That's organic chemistry 101.
Holy cow, where'd you pull that one out?
I was sitting here thinking, wow, I don't think I've heard that before.
That's how you make soap.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock of the Day, and that's something in the news that either shocks us or it's something that we've been saying all along that now makes the news and becomes mainstream. But this is kind of cool because we all have kids and we wonder what they're going to look like when they get older. You know, now the University of Washington has developed some software where they can take a child's face and they just take like different snapshots of that child making different expressions, and then they can age them at different increments so you can see what they'd look like at 10 and 20, you know, all the way up until they hit age 80. And so I just thought that was really cool. But it reminded me, Walter, you remember we were at the Franklin Institute and we could do the little thing and it takes a picture of your face and then you pick your poison. So you say, okay, smoker. And then it ages you and it shows you if you did smoke and if you didn't smoke. That was
It was amazing. And the fact is, if you smoke, you just age at least 20 years faster. It's
unbelievable. I mean, it was like, if you could just set kids down or young teenage girls and do that little experiment with them, I guarantee they'd never pick up a cigarette because that was just nasty.
I was impressed how you just wouldn't age at all in that program.
Yeah,
and it was just
that didn't happen.
I aged, but the Dementia Defender didn't.
You ever seen the one where they do the ultraviolet light to show you the sun damage on your skin, photos?
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even when you're doing the right thing and taking care of yourself and using sunscreens, I mean, you'll see that damage that is under the skin that hasn't come up yet.
But, yeah, all those brown spots. Yeah. You're like, what? What's going on?
That music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. So this is one I have to give credit to my daughter, Molly, who sent this one to me. Since Dad walks around professing the high-protein, low-carb diet, study now shows that high-protein diets can be bad for middle-aged persons, myself
like yourself,
included.
Yes.
Thank you, yes. But good for the elderly, like yourself.
Well, when I get there, I'll see.
Right. So what they showed in this study is that in the middle-aged guys, they should keep the protein, although they still want a high-protein diet, they should keep the protein to less than 20% of the total calories. But that as a person gets over the age of 60, as a percent, they need to start cutting the fat out. So as a percentage, then the protein goes up. So it still supports the high-protein diet, but just like everything in moderation.
Well, that makes me think of all these guys that hit the gym at like 40 and 50, and they're drinking all these protein drinks and eating protein bars and stuff. So you're basically saying that's probably not the best thing for them.
Well, as long as they're keeping it at 20% of their calories.
Well, they'd have to be eating a whole lot of calories.
Not necessarily.
I mean, some of those bars have like 40 grams of protein in them.
Well, not necessarily, because remember, fat has about twice as many calories per gram, so just a little bit of fat, but good fat, avocados, nuts. But I'll give you an example. A patient that was in for his follow-up exam today at our office at Executive Medicine is 73. This guy raised his testosterone from 700 to 1100 on his own. He's not taking anything.
On his own.
On his own. And so when in querying what had changed, his two daughters had convinced he and his wife to start doing some protein shakes, and he's doing a protein shake twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that additional protein is stimulating his anterior pituitary gland to produce the hormone that helps produce testosterone, is my theory.
I think that's great. Okay, if you haven't been to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there, Stay Young America. And the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender. Now, coming up, we're going to have a great guest with us, and I want you all to get your mirrors because we're going to do facial exercises together that will make you look younger. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question: what have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe to see us. And don't forget, we have Dementia Defender trivia question at the end of every single show. So it's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Or you may choose Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Just write down that number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932, and the website stayyoungamerica.com, because you can go there and just fill out the contact us form. Okay, we're really excited about the show because we're going to have a lot of fun. I know everybody listening really wants to look younger, so we're bringing to you Cynthia Rolland, and she is the creator of Facial Magic, and it uses European facial exercises to turn the clock back, which I am all about. I'm so excited about this. Now, Cynthia also hosts an anti-aging blog, Blog Talk Radio, and it's called The Ageless Sister. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And she's just got tons of energy. She's tons of fun. And we're so glad she's on the show with us. Cynthia, welcome to the Staying Young Show.
Well, thank you, Judy. I am so delighted to be on the air with you.
Okay, I just have to know, when did this become your passion? I mean, have you always like kind of liked this thing, or did it hit you one day?
Well, you know, years ago, I mean, from the time I was young until I went through high school and into college, I was always a physical fitness buff. I lettered in basketball, I lettered in softball, I lettered in volleyball.
Bragger.
And then when I got out of high school, my first job was going to work for Jack LaLanne. And so it just made perfect sense that I just continue my exercise regimen. And then when I learned about my face falling, when I saw it in the mirror, that prompted me to do something totally, radically different, and that was to seek out a remedy for my sagging eyelid. Because I didn't want to do it, care of it surgically.
I mean, I think that people actually, they do. They wake up, they look at it and go, oh my gosh, my face is falling off.
Exactly. I didn't even realize it. But, I had some hints because about 10:30 every morning, my eyeliner would shift to underneath my eyebrow. And I would think, now how does that happen? And one day I caught myself in the mirror, because we have a tendency when we look at ourselves in the mirror to lift our eyebrows and not see that aging. I saw my aged eye. It made me look tired, and it made me very angry because I felt so helpless.
Why is it all these things always come from Europe? European facial exercises, well, European lingerie, European perfume. It's always from Europe. What's the
deal?
Well,
you know what? Sometimes the French just have it over us in certain areas, and one of those is in the area of beauty. Because when I was searching for a remedy for my eyelid, I was introduced to this woman from France who had this procedure. And it changed my life. And from the moment I saw what she was doing with not only my face, but the other faces in her clinic, I was hooked, because I thought it should be front page news that you wouldn't have to surgically alter your face to have a youthful look again.
Oh, I think this is so great. And I want to tell our listeners, get a mirror, because we're going to start doing some of these exercises, and you need to, like, look in the mirror and see what differences
some
you can make.
Some of them may be driving. That might not be a good idea.
Pull over and look in your mirror.
Pull over. That's exactly right. This is important. This is your face we're talking about.
Well, I think you made a good point, because a lot of times when we see candid pictures of ourselves and you go, that doesn't look like me, does it? Because I hadn't thought about it till you just said it. When we take pictures, or we know someone's taking a picture of us, we do. We change our face. We stand up tall. But those candid pictures, man, they don't lie, do they?
They do not lie. And you can't get away from it, because that's the face that most everybody sees you with.
That's so
and
scary.
I didn't like that look on myself, because I didn't like the look of tiredness that I was exhibiting. And it was simply because my eyelid was sitting on top of my eyelash, just puddled in there.
So we should have our pictures taken when we hang from our anti-gravity boots.
There you go. That's
shoot
a good
now.
So I'm going to open up a new photo studio where we shoot you hanging upside down and everybody will look 10 years younger.
Well, yes. And, you know, I know women who even will take selfies, pictures of themselves, you know, and they are laying back with their, you know, so that everything moves backwards.
No. That's the warning when you're on Facebook and all that, and you see them laying back. It's like, no, wait till she stands up. She's Sharpay.
Exactly. That's when you know for sure you need facial magic, when you look like a Sharpay.
Yeah, that's right. So the older ones are Sharpay, and the younger ones are just in trouble.
They're, yes. You just made a great point. The younger ones are the ones who really need to think about how it is that they're going to age. If you're 30 years old and you're looking in the mirror, you might see a little bit of stuff happening, maybe some wrinkling, crow's feet. But what happens? How do you stop that? And what happens when you're 45 and you see more of the same? You really can stop that kind of aging when you...
And you've seen that Photoshop treatment.
Exercise program. What?
That Photoshop treatment, right, where you can take photo and age yourself 10, 20 years?
With Photoshop on your face.
No, where it takes your current picture and ages you. It shows you what you're going to look like when you're 70 or 80. So you look at that and you say, okay, that's a little motivation to get going.
Yeah, like you weren't on with us a minute ago, but we just did the Doc Shock of the Day, and that's what we were talking about, this new technology. And, it's amazing. I think that a lot of people, though, will get scared by this. I mean, but maybe it'll scare them into doing these exercises.
Well, you know, it's the best thing you can do for yourself, because it helps you to recapture that face that you thought you'd lost forever. So if you're a 55-year-old woman or a 75-year-old woman, this will help your face. Everybody sees a difference because you have muscles in your face. And those muscles support your skin.
And lots of muscles in your face. Okay, so get out your mirrors, folks. We're going to do it. We've got our mirrors here in the studio.
Okay,
And we're going to do it, and we're going to see if we can tell a difference. Okay, right.
Now, the before mirrors are magnified, and the after mirrors are demagnified.
That's a good idea.
That is a great
idea.
Magnified
mirrors.
Okay, so what do we do?
All right, we're going to place the three middle fingers of each hand underneath your eyebrows.
Okay, like on that little arch, but right, like on the bone?
Underneath the eyebrows, not on top of the eyebrows, not over the eyebrows, underneath the eyebrows. Then drop the palms of your hands towards your face.
Okay.
Push your eyebrows straight up, now slightly outward toward the temple, and anchor with your fingertips. That means push in and hold that eyebrow. Use your forehead muscle, Judy, looking straight ahead, to push down into your fingertips. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep pushing down with your forehead. 7. close your eyes, 8, 9, 10.
Take you should see us
yeah,
in the studio.
Looks like peek-a-boo
this is
hair.
Hysterical. Okay.
Okay.
You can feel it, though.
Yeah.
Yes, you can feel
I
it.
Totally feel
you
it. I didn't even know I had muscles
and
there.
And then I want you to look at your eyebrows, okay?
Okay, here
so,
we go.
So fingertips underneath your eyebrows.
Okay.
Both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Push straight up, now slightly outward toward the temple.
Got it.
Anchor with your fingertips. Push your forehead down into your fingertips, looking straight ahead. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, close your eyes, 8, 9, 10, remove your hands. Take a deep breath. Can you see how your eyebrows
are? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
Can you feel how your forehead is responding?
That is so bizarre.
I can't feel anything. The Botox is still working.
And you know, the funny thing is I weighed myself before and after, and I haven't lost any weight.
You know, this is fantastic. This is really cool.
Yes, because in our program, we teach you 2 exercises each week, and this is the first exercise you learn. It's how to lift your eyebrows, because that big muscle in your forehead keeps elongating, pushing the eyebrows down, pushing that into the beautiful area of your upper eye, and that's what causes the hooded eye.
Uh-huh.
Do we have time to do one
okay.
more?
Okay, we got one more. We got a minute and a half before we go to a break. So
look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay, let's go fast.
We're going to sit with our shoulders erect, and we're going to lift our chin, looking toward the ceiling. Turn your face to the right. As you keep looking over your shoulder with your eyes, open your mouth, jut out your jaw. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, five. Keep pushing out with your jaw. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax your face. Gently bring it back to its original starting position. Take a deep breath in, blow it out, and let's do that one more time.
Okay, so the mouth's open, right?
Yes, lift
okay.
your chin,
okay.
turn your face to the right, look over your shoulder with your eyes, open your mouth, now jut your bottom jaw forward, hold it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Release. Bring your face back. Now hold your mirror up and look at your face.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. This is so cool.
Isn't that wonderful? When you see your face change, you know that it's going to become permanent.
We're
going to
put plastic surgeons out of business.
I think I'm getting a cramp.
Dementia Defender looks better already.
Hey, for our listeners, if you haven't been to the website, stayyoungamerica.com, be sure to go there. Hang tight, because we're going to talk about some interesting stuff coming back. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again. again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. You have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. If you haven't gone to EM Texas or StayYoungAmerica.com, either one of those will work. EMTexas.com or StayYoungAmerica.com. Be sure to go there. Also, write down that number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. You'll need that for Dementia Defender. The riddle of the day comes up at the end of the show, and it's your chance to win a free, yes, I said free, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And if you don't win or you don't know the answer, you can still get these books. You can either call us at 1-800-910-3932 to order, or you can go on that website, stayyoungamerica.com, or you can pick it up at any bookstore. Bookseller can order it for you. You can get it on Amazon. So lots of ways to get that information. So we're talking with Cynthia Rowan, and she is an anti-aging expert. She's the creator of Facial Magic. Now, we've been doing these fun facial exercises, and I'm telling you, we look so much younger. We should have taken before and after pictures. I can't believe we didn't do it.
Well, you know what? You can do that tomorrow, Judy.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I would really like to see you just shape up your face and look 10 to 15 years younger by the, you know, start of the summer.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I think what we'll do is we'll take before and after pictures and we'll put them on our website if we're brave enough to do that.
Okay, good.
I want to do another exercise, but before we do that, we're going to back up because you have this amazing blog and you talk about some really interesting, very interesting things. And so I want to talk about something that was on your blog for a minute. And I know Anderson for sure is going to chime in on this one because this is like right up his alley. But you put something on there about Subway sandwiches are going to be the first ones to get rid of the ingredient in their bread. And apparently this is in a lot of different bread products. And the ingredient is the same chemical they use to manufacture yoga mats.
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about this because this is insane.
Well, you know, I've known about this ingredient being in their bread for many years, and I would not eat at Subway sandwiches because I'm a purist. I don't like to put things in my body that I know that could have some kind of adverse effect. So, my boyfriend, and he would say, oh, let's stop at Subway. No, can't eat that
stuff. Can't eat there.
No. But it was curious. It's not only Subway. They kind of got called out on this, you know, and I think it's going to be a very good thing for them. But Chick-fil-A, uses it in their breads as well.
Why? And I mean, what does it do? Does it make the bread shiny?
It makes
shiny?
Bread whiter. It makes it fluffier.
This just blows me away.
Additive. It's kind of like fluoride in the water. Do we really need it? I doubt it.
Well, I think it's worse than that, don't you think? I mean, we know that there's like heavy metals in dyes. So all the dyes have a certain number and level, and we did a show on this, of heavy metals in them.
Yes.
What's the point of that?
I have no idea. Somebody's in there making extra money saying, oh, look, you can make your bread a little bit wider if you use this type of chemical. But here's the good news. This woman, and I can't think of her name right now because I can't get on my website because we're having a problem with the server, but she is the one that called them out, and she gave the information last week that Subway sandwiches will have it out of their bread this week. Now, I fully intended to go to Subway sandwiches this morning to see if they had their new shipment in for their flour. But I missed that trip today.
I bet if you go, though, you ask the girl at the counter, she's going to look like you have two heads. What are you talking about?
Well, I think everybody that works at Subway Sandwiches know that they have been under scrutiny
for this type
of additive. But, you know,
it's kind of the pink slime of bread.
They're willing to do something about it.
It's the pink slime of bread, right? Kind of. You know what pink slime is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so this is the pink slime of bread. So we could have the bread that's contaminated, and then we'll get that burger that has pink slime in it. And
you know, you don't know this, but my dad was in the cattle business for over 30 years in Oklahoma, and he forbid us to eat at certain restaurants
because he knew what was in it.
Because he knew who was buying the cattle and what kind of cattle they were buying. Mm-hmm.
Now that's knowing the source.
That's knowing the sources, right.
You're not eating there. They get their cows from Jim Bob down the street. And Jim Bob.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, our food supply has been compromised. And so the more healthy we can eat, as in organic vegetables and fruits, not so much meat, but vegetables and fruit, I think the longer we will live, you'll certainly have a nicer looking complexion.
Yeah, definitely.
And you'll probably feel better, most days.
Okay, so I think this is an important thing that we really need to focus on for just a minute, is our kids. Because if we talk about fast food and we talk about the supply chain and all the, you know, processed carbohydrates and all the nonsense people are eating, our kids, I think, are the worst. They're affected the worst because they're getting it at school. They're getting it at home a lot of times. They're on the road. I mean, how do we fix this problem?
Well, that's an age-old question. I think that mothers and fathers have to stand up and say, you're not going to eat that crap.
Well, you set a good example. I mean, you know, even with my kids, I think I know they eat better than most because that stuff wasn't around the house, so they don't seek it out. And, you know, even when they left the home and maybe ate a little bit on their own, but when they kind of grow up a couple more years, they revert back to those better eating behaviors.
I think you're right. I know that my daughter-in-law had forbidden my young grandson to eat any fast food, and my son stopped and got him a hamburger somewhere, and she was so mad at my son, she barely talked to him for like 4 days.
What did you put in my child?
Yes, exactly, poisoning my child with this stuff. We don't even know what it is.
But when he doesn't get into Harvard, it's that one stop at fast food that got him, right?
Okay, so sometimes foods are good. You have another thing on your blog I thought was pretty cool, and that was about pineapple juice, 5 times more effective than cough syrup.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Well, first of all, pineapple is, the juice is readily accepted into our body. And when you add to it this fresh lemon juice and the ginger and the honey and the cayenne pepper, hey, you have a concoction that will probably stop a lot of things in your body.
And put the bourbon in it, too.
It sounds like Kickapoo joy juice.
I was thinking that it maybe missed that in that article, because a little splash of bourbon probably wouldn't hurt.
No, that's grandma's old, that's what she used to mix up with, you know, some type of citrus and some lemon and some bourbon, and it works.
Or rum, because I know my Jamaican friends, they use a rum concoction sort of like that. But it's the pineapple juice that, you know, like...
You don't need the alcohol. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, the alcohol is a vasodilator. It opens your airways up.
Yeah.
But hey, for our listeners, I have to let you know, you're listening to the Staying Young Show. We're visiting with Cynthia Rolland, who is an anti-aging expert. But you need to write down this website, stayyoungamerica.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, because you're going to need that later for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and your chance to win a free copy of a book. Okay, so I want to do one more exercise before we let you go.
Okay.
But also, I want to give you a chance, too, to throw out your website now, and we'll throw it out again after we do this exercise.
Okay, my website is facialmagic.com, F-A-C-I-A-L-M-A-G-I-C. facialmagic.com.
Okay, good. Now let's do this exercise. What are we going to do now?
We're going to work on your forehead, because so many people have lined foreheads and they can feel it falling down into their eyebrows when they understand how muscles work.
You know, when you talk about it this way, I mean, I just feel my forehead falling off my face.
Well, it's certainly going south. There's only one direction for that forehead to go. So this requires both hands. I want you to put your thumbs at your temple area.
Okay.
On each side of your face,
okay.
So your thumbs, and then bring your fingertips around onto your forehead, just where it meets the hairline.
Okay, so should the fingertips be touching?
Yes,
okay.
Touching the forehead.
Okay.
Okay, now, you're using both hands, push up with your thumbs, push up with your fingertips, and anchor. Hold everything as tightly as you can.
Okay.
Now use your forehead muscle to push down into your fingertips. One, two, smile at me, Judy. Three, keep smiling. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Remove your hands. Take a deep breath in. Blow it out. Let's do that one more time.
Okay, so my fingertips should be in my hairline, right?
On your forehead, near the hairline.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so thumb is at the temple area.
Okay.
Fingertips on the forehead at the hairline. Push up with the thumbs.
Yep.
Push up with your fingertips. Hold everything as tightly as you can. You notice that this immediately improves your posture. Use your forehead muscle to push down into your fingertips and thumbs. Two, three, keep pushing up with your thumbs and fingertips. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Release.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. But look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your forehead.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
believe
it.
What do you
see? That's crazy. Like, the little lines are gone.
Exactly. It pops everything out. So,
as we work on our forehead
with other exercises, that will help to support the muscles and the skin.
So you brought up popping things out. You got any exercises that work closer more to the chest area?
I'll have to work on that one, okay?
All right, give out your website one more time.
Our website is facialmagic.com.
All right, that's where you go. Learn more about Cynthia Rolland and how you can do more of these exercises and look super, super young. Hey, we got to go to a break. Stay tuned. We're going to do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a Band-Aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of America. Patients fly in from all over the globe to see us, and we have people listening to the show from all over the globe. We want to say hello, give a shout out, all the countries you're listening in, all the states you're listening in, and especially we want to give a shout out to our military. We love you guys. We appreciate the service that you do for our country, and we're so happy to bring you a little taste of home. And write down that website, StayYoungAmerica.com, and that phone number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, the website, StayYoungAmerica.com, because we're going to have our riddle of the day, which we call Dementia Defender, and if you get the answer right, whether you leave us a message or get us on the phone or you send it through the website, if you get it right, we'll send you a free copy of the book. That's right, free. Like, you give us your address, we send it to you. That's free. So, all right. I thought she was fun. Did you guys think she was fun? I mean, I thought she was
oh, yeah,
entertaining.
Well, you know, and I think having specific exercises where she's got them focused. I mean, we were talking in between, and, you know, the old deal of sticking the tennis ball underneath your chin and kind of, you know, pushing your chin down against your chest and that tennis ball to tighten up the muscles underneath your neck to get rid of the
turkey neck.
You know, that one's been around. We've known that for a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get her facial magic thing, and I'm going to do all of them. I'm going to take before and after pictures. I'm really excited about this. I am. I think I'll get some.
Judy, you don't have a wrinkle on your face. This is unfair.
I'm just going to wait 5 years and call the plastics guy.
Okay, but you know what? Here's the thing. I don't have wrinkles on my face, but the reason that I have wrinkles on my face is because of the Lifeline stem cell cream that I use. But not having wrinkles on your face is a lot different than having really toned muscles. I mean, if you see a picture of Cynthia Rowland, I mean, she has really toned muscles in her face. She looks really young. And I know just, looking at my lineage, you know, everyone tends to have the same sags in the same place, and they all kind of.
Gotta be careful. You know, the Klingons have really toned faces too, so you can overdo it.
Well, no, I'm not kidding. I mean, as much as that face cream, like, is amazing, I mean, look what it
but
did.
Here's the deal. The face cream works on the surface. So the Lifeline works on the cellular structure of your skin.
Right.
It's not toning the muscles underneath.
That's
so
right.
You gotta work both.
But, you know, the studies do show that it does tone, but I think it tones the fine muscles, not those hard ones. Like, when we were doing the exercise where our fingers were up on our just below our eyebrows, I didn't even know I had muscles there. You know how, like, when you do squats and you go to work the next day and you can't walk? I'm wondering if I'm not going to be able to smile tomorrow or something because my muscles are overworked.
I don't think we worked it that hard or that long.
So. I know, but tonight, I'm going to do it again.
So the solution is to put the Lifeline stem cell cream on and then do the exercises.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, it brings up a point. We've seen the studies where, you know, the nonverbal communication through all the facial motions and, you know, how infants interpret that, and you smile at infants and they mimic it and smile back. So what does that mean? Maybe we don't respond to older patients or people as well because they don't have the facial movements and we think they're just kind of sad and drab?
You know, I have a story on that. A number of years ago, my associate was experimenting with Botox and Botox my forehead. My forehead was paralyzed.
It's so funny.
And later that week, I was very upset with my children and I was speaking very sternly to them. But because my forehead was paralyzed and they didn't see the facial expressions, they burst out in laughter, pointing their fingers at me and couldn't
stop
laughing.
They're like, what's wrong with Dad? He's like, you can't make the mad face.
So Botox is detrimental to parenting.
Yes, I totally agree. Yeah. All right, so I just got told that I did not give out the information. So if you want the Lifeline stem cell cream, you go to stayyoungskin.com, stayyoungskin.com, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. There's a link on there. And then the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. I swear by it. Even Lucille at almost 102. I mean, all the ladies are all about her skin. I can't believe how it changed her skin. Even at 102, I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, my stepmother uses it all the time and wouldn't take anything else. I've gotten rid of her $100 plus a month products, and that's all she uses now.
Well, the funny thing is, we have people that you know, they're on automatic reorder. We have one particular person, she orders 4 bottles a month, and one bottle lasts you 2 months. So somebody finally asked her, you know, what are you doing? She said, well, it looks so good on my face. I started putting it on my arms and my hands. She's literally taking a bath in the stuff. And I think that is just so funny. But it obviously is working because she's been doing this for months and she just swears by it. So I don't know. I just
I think the back of the hands is a good place because, I mean, you know, that's the old deal of, you know, you always say, you know, how can you judge the age of a woman is the place where they have a hard time concealing. It's the back of the hands. You know, because they can do the face and they can do, you know, makeup and things, and they can do surgical things to the face that you may not be able to tell, but there's not much you can do to the back of the hands.
Well, you know, that's how they actually figured this out. When they were doing the research at the stem cell company, International Stem Cell Corporation, they were doing stem cell work on corneas and other, what else?
Corneas, brain cells, retina cells.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing some serious, serious work, and the researchers were putting it on the back of their hands, and they realized that it was always the same hand. They realized that one hand looked way younger than the other.
Hey, Vladimir, does this look good?
So
it's funny you say Vladimir. Most of them are ex-Russians.
I know. That's why I said Vladimir.
I know. They're brilliant minds. We went there. We went there because we were really interested in, yeah, no pun intended, when you see a eye-opening, when you see a cornea and a...
Floating around.
I know.
Fish, yeah.
It was fascinating.
Yeah.
So anyways, just a side note, I love what that company's doing. They take a portion of the proceeds from the Lifeline stem cell cream and they put it back into the other research on the life-saving research. So I just think they're fantastic.
There's no doubt the future of medicine is in stem cells.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be able to. Well, they're already growing esophaguses and bladders and all sorts of things. And I mean, the future is very bright. They're, of course, doing stem cell transplants for leukemia and other cancers. So the future is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think we're going to see unbelievable, like you said, unbelievable change in medicine in the next, 10, 20 years. We probably won't we'll look back and think everything was barbaric.
Yeah, I'd say even 5 to 10 years, you'll start seeing more mainstream diseases like diabetes and such being addressed with stem cell therapy. But, I tell patients that's, with all the new stuff that's coming, that's why you want to take good care of yourself now, because when that next thing comes, you want to be available and a candidate for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to things like listening to the show, reading your science magazines, doing things so you can stay on top of it. Because not all physicians and other healthcare providers stay on top of the latest and greatest. I mean, there's still people doing a lot of old school things, some of which work, but some of which, now we go, whoa, we wouldn't do that on anybody.
Well, leeches have become so expensive, you can't keep them around anymore. I mean, the market for them is just...
That music means it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. Contrary to other reports, Dementia Defender has not deceased. He is alive and well. Are you ready for this week's riddle? What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? That's right. What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? Send in, call in, email your answers.
All right, this is what you do. You go to stayyoungamerica.com, the website, and you can answer there on the Contact Us. There's actually a drop-down for a Dementia Defender answer. You can send your answer through there, or you can call us at 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. And if we get a lot of calls. So even if you leave a message, if you get it right and we can contact you, you have to leave a message, we'll still send you a book. So lots of people out there reading the books that have gotten things right. Lots of people that have tried and didn't quite get it. So if you've tried in the past and you didn't get it right, but you know it this time, hey, try again. And if you just don't know the answer, but you still want the books, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you can go on Amazon. You can order them there. You can order them through our office, 1-800-910-3932. Or you can go to any local bookstore, give them the name, and they can find it, and they can order it in for you. So that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Be sure to go to iTunes, where you can download past shows for free. There's hundreds of past shows on there you can download for free. And that website again, stayyoungamerica.com. Join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we give you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.